Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is a memorial tribute to Richard Hundley, who lived from 1931 to 2018. Hundley was one of those rare composers who is remembered and treasured only for his art song. I'll tell you more about his life later, but one of the stories that will help introduce the first singer you'll hear is that Hundley sang in the Metropolitan Opera Chorus in the 1960s. Various Met stars, such as Rosalind Elias, Teresa Stratas, John Reardon, and Anna Mofo, began performing his songs. We'll hear Mofo now in three songs by Richard Hundley.
Thank you.
That was Anamofo with James Showmate Piano in a live performance of Art Songs by Richard Hunley. Made in Snow, For Your Delight, and Wild Plum. Let's hear another Met star of the 1960s. John Reardon performed the middle song that Mofo sang called For Your Delight, followed by another Hunley song, Postcard from Spain, to the words of the composer.
I will make you brooches and toys for your delight, of birdsong at morning and starshine at night. I will make a palace fit for you and me, of green days in forests and blue days at sea. I will make my kitchen and you shall keep your room, where white flows the river and bright blows the broom, and you shall wash your linen and keep your body white in rainfall at morning and dewfall at night. And this shall be for music when no one else is near, the fine song for singing, the rare song to hear. That only I remember, that only you admire, of the broad road that stretches and the roadside
to a Singing and Other Sins memorial tribute to Richard Hunley. John Reardon sang two of his songs with pianist Bliss Hebert. I'll try to perform as many of these easy-to-enjoy songs as possible. Hunley certainly wrote in a tonal, romantic style, but there was no question that these were 20th-century songs. I had the good fortune to meet Richard Hunley in his New York City apartment. He knew of my fascination for art song and welcomed me as if I were an old friend. He was cordial and candid. Hunley's only disappointment was that just a few of his songs were performed. Certainly his best-known song, and one that he was preparing as a choral work, is Come Ready and See Me, which we'll hear Friederike von Stade sing. From a live recital performed by Friederike von Stade with Martin Katz piano, you heard Hundley's best-known song, Come Ready and See Me. I'll be sure to play another recording of that later in this Singing and Other Sins Hundley tribute. Before we hear more from von Stade, I'll tell you the basic outline of Hundley's life. Born in 1931 in Cincinnati, he moved at the age of 7 to his grandmother's home in Kentucky, where he began piano lessons. Already by 11, he was studying piano at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And by 14, he performed a Mozart piano concerto with the Northern Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. Later, he moved to New York City and began singing with the Met Opera Chorus. As I mentioned earlier, many of the opera stars of the 1960s began singing his art songs, and he found a publisher. I count 42 songs written by Hundley between 1957 and 2004. As promised, you'll now hear more of Hundley's songs performed by Friederike von Stade.
Thank you.
Hundley's The Astronomers and The Leprechaun were presented by Friederike von Stade on that live recital with Martin Katz piano. One of Hundley's strongest supporters was tenor Paul Sperry, who early on spotted Hundley's genius. Here's a bit of what Paul Sperry said at Hundley's memorial service. Richard Hundley said his objective as a composer was to crystallize emotion. He succeeded amazingly well. Some of his pieces I find heart-stoppingly beautiful. The Astronomers, Come Ready and See Me, Waterbird. He mastered the art of agonizing over details until he produced something that sounds simple, even inevitable. I think he has taken the apparent simplicity of his mentor and friend Virgil Thompson and invested it with more urgent emotion. His melodies stay in the mind. In his harmonies and open spacings, he sounds American in the sense that Copland created a recognizably American sound. Paul Sperry's words at Hundley's memorial. Sperry mentioned Hundley's Waterbird, also one of my favorites, which we'll hear now.
Oh,
That was Richard Hundley's Waterbird, followed by Sweet Suffolk Owl, sung by Lauren Wagner with Fred Weldy, the pianist. I'd like to follow up the memorial tribute essay of Paul Sperry with his personal words on the passing of Hundley. He never made much money. He played for a Catholic church in New Jersey, and they helped him. About 3 years ago, he had a series of little strokes that put him in the hospital for a month or two, and he never fully recovered. For a while, he had round-the-clock help in his tiny apartment in Westbeth, but that ran through most of his money. He ended up in the nursing home part of the Actors' Home in New Jersey. He died overnight, so I hope it was a peaceful one. Unquote Paul Sperry from Personal Correspondence. While Hundley's Sweet Suffolk Owl is still in your ears, let's hear a different interpretation, this by William Sharp with Stephen Blyer, the pianist.
Sweet Suffolk Owl, so trimly dight with feathers. Thy note that falls so freely rolls with shrill command, the mouse controls, and singest a dirge, and singest a dirge for dying souls.
You're listening to the Singing and Other Sins Memorial Tribute to American Art Song Composer Richard Hundley. We just heard one of his often sung pieces, Sweet Suffolk Owl, with baritone William Sharp and Stephen Blyer, the pianist. Earlier, you heard Friederike von Stade's performance of The Astronomers. Let's hear it again with Jennifer Larmour and pianist Antoine Pollock. I'll follow that with yet another comparison, Lauren Wagner's interpretation of Come Ready and See Me.
We have loved the stars.
Just now, Hundley's most famous song, Come Ready and See Me, as sung by Lauren Wagner with the pianist Fred Weldy. That was preceded by The Astronomers in a recording by Jennifer Larmour and pianist Antoine Pollock. In 2014, we presented Richard Hundley with the World of Song Award, which reads, "For your dedication to art song, for choosing poems of fascination, charm, and fun, by writing music to these poems that demonstrates your deep response to the meaning and nuance of words, you have truly crystallized emotion. For creating a body of American song that will live in the voices of singers throughout time. With gratitude from the pianists, singers, and listeners whose lives have been enriched by your work." At hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins, I'll put a link to the award that also will show you photos of Mr. Hundley as he received it. Let's now hear Mary Ann Hart sing four Hundley songs: Arise, My Love, Moonlight's Watermelon, Straightway Beauty on Me Waits, and Some Sheep Are Loving.
Thank you. sheep are loving and some sheep are not. What can canaries cry? Not if four pence a month can try to be better and better. Better than butter. Butter what? Buttercups. Buttercups are yellow.
On this Singing and Other Sins memorial to Richard Hundley, we heard Mary Ann Hart sing four of his songs with Dennis Helmrich, the pianist. The next Hundley songs are less performed, but nevertheless beautiful examples of his art. First we'll hear Isaac Greentree, an epitaph, then Strings in Earth and Air, and finally When Orpheus Played.
Head to the music bent,
and fingers strain upon an instrument. Strings in the earth and air make music sweet. Strings by the river where the willows meet.
Breathe.
Just now we heard Handley's When Orpheus Played with soprano Anne Morgan and harpist Edward Vitzenberg. That was preceded by Strings in Earth and Air with Cynthia Heyman, the soprano, and Warren Jones, the pianist. That same song was also performed by L.M. Ely, baritone, with J.J. Penna, piano. And we opened with Dana Fortunato, mezzo-soprano, and Genevieve Lee, piano, in one of Handley's epitaphs, Isaac Greentree. In the time remaining, we'll hear those artists in Waterbird. You've been listening to a memorial tribute to the American art song composer Richard Handley. You can view his World of Song Award and photos of him from a link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you may also leave your suggestions and comments. There's also a link there to previous programs on our archive. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha. Thank you.